This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A European probe into possible manipulation of oil prices has just gotten bigger. It's emerged that Finland's only refiner has also been asked to help with the investigation. We've been reporting that EU officials had raided the offices of three of Europe's biggest oil companies, BP, Shell, and Statoil, and the oil price reporting company Platts, part of McGraw-Hill Financial. Joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, David.
Get us up to date. What exactly is the allegation here?
Well, we should, of course, stress that we don't know whether or not anything illegal has happened here. But here's what we're talking about. A great deal of the oil business is done not on public exchanges, but over the counter. That is between the oil companies and their customers, the companies and other organizations who are buying oil. Now, to find out the prices at which this oil is changing hands, data processing agencies gather that information from the companies concerned and publish it. The main pricing agency here is Platts. Now, the question is, has there been price manipulation? Are the figures accurate that Platts has been publishing, or are we seeing a scandal in the oil market like the LIBOR interest rate rigging scandal in the banking market? Here's what Brian Madison, who represents independent gas stations and other retailers in the UK, told the BBC.
If the big banks can fix the LIBOR rates, perhaps the big oil companies can fix the oil price rates. That really is the concern. We hope that the authorities will actually remove this opaqueness.
Now, Mr. Madison says that word, LIBOR, the interest rate collusion scandal. So how big a deal does this seem to be?
Well, certainly not as big as LIBOR, since those rigged rates were used as the basis for hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of financial transactions. But we are talking about the oil market, a $3.5 trillion global market. So it could be considerable. And Total, the French oil company, says 80% of all crude and oil products product transactions are based on these reference prices, such as those that Platts publishes. So, yes, this could be pretty considerable.
Marketplace's European editor, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Thank you.
Statoil's the one company that's reacted publicly so far, saying it's done nothing illegal.